Greetings, this is Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach, and this episode is brought to you by To Empower You, a podcast dedicated to helping young adults and young couples achieve their goals and dreams from a biblical context. Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach.
Thank you for tuning in to To Empower You. I am your host, Thomas A. DeLoach, and it is a joy to have you connecting with me for these few moments in time. And on today's show, I want to talk about the process of decline. This is a teaching podcast, so I want you to grab your pens and pencils and paper and Bible, because there's some things that I want to share with you out of the Word of God. Now, when I talk about the process of decline, I'm talking about how mankind begins to go down a downward spiral in his mentality. Because of this pandemic, a lot of things have been exposed, as you can tell. And so I want us to guard against this process of decline. It's so important that you and I stay connected to the Spirit of God in this season now moving forward, so we don't become a statistic like so many have. I want to start here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, and I want to read verses 1 through verse number 5. 1 Timothy chapter number 4, starting at verse number 1 and concluding at verse number 5. Notice what it says. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. I want you to underscore that word, conscience, seared with a hot iron. Verse 3, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing should be refused if it were received with thanksgiving. I want you to underscore that word thanksgiving too. Verse number 5 says, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So these first 5 verses that I've read to you, I think it's very clear and cut. But one of the things that I want to point out to you is that we are most certainly living in a day where men's conscience has been seared with a hot iron. It doesn't even matter. They have been determined to do wicked and evil things. But then there's this passage here, or should I say this particular verse that I read, same verse here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, and I believe it is verse number 4. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. One of the ways we guard against this process of decline and having our conscience seared with a hot iron is thanksgiving. You would be surprised having a heart of gratitude, or how having a heart of gratitude will guard you against certain things that you don't want to do. And if we can practice thanksgiving and gratitude, really thanking God for every opportunity and everything that He brings our way, it will move us into even more gratitude, even more thanksgiving. And as we know, Thanksgiving is just not a day that we celebrate in November. If you're a follower of Christ, you should be thankful every day. And I know that there are people who, you know, say meat is not good and this and that, and I'm not going to get in an argument, but the scripture says for every creature of God is good and nothing should be refused. The caveat here is if we receive it in thanksgiving. So everything that you eat, every morsel of food, everything that God is doing for you, if you will receive it in thanksgiving and in gratitude, giving praise to God and sanctifying it by the word of God and prayer, you can guard against this decline that is going on in the mentality of so many people. Which leads me to my point number 1. One of the ways that this process of decline begins to happen is that man, he violates his conscience and he disregards the convictions of the Holy Spirit. You might want to write that down. That many times men and women, mankind, they violate their conscience and they disregard the convictions of the Holy Spirit. Now, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit is meant to get you to change, to stop what you're doing and go in another direction. But the moment you disregard the Holy Spirit's convictions, when I say conviction, I mean God is trying to convince you. The Holy Spirit is trying to convince you that there's another way that you need to be going. But many times people disregard that, and that's the beginning of this process of decline. See, every time you listen to the proddings and the wooing of the Holy Spirit, then you can move in a place of life and joy and peace and stay in the light of God. So don't discount the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, you are blessed when you're convicted by the Holy Spirit and you know it and change, because so many people today are not moving in that place. Let me give you a scripture that you can write down or read when you get some opportunity. In 1 John chapter 3, starting at verse number 19 and concluding at verse number 22, it says, "And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before God." Verse 20, "For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things." Verse 21, "Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." I want you to underscore pleasing in his sight, because I'm going to talk about that here in a quick moment. Now, notice that every time you see the words "in his sight," it means conscience. Let me give you a definition of conscience, because I think it'll help you. It's the intellect, the reasoning faculty, whose function is to choose and select. So again, when we talk about pleasing in the sight of God, we're talking about our conscience, the ability to choose and select certain things or those things that are right. So when we see that the Bible says that David did what was right in the sight of God, it refers to his conscience. Let me give you some Bible. In Proverbs 20, verse number 27, it says, "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly." I'm going to read that again. Proverbs chapter number 20, verse number 27. Proverbs 20, verse number 27. "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly." So here's the question. So how does God search us? How is he going to search you and I? He uses a lamp or a candle. Well, what is that candle? The spirit of man. So the conscience in the spirit of man is the light God uses to search everything inside your heart. That's powerful. I want to say it again. The conscience is the spirit of man, is the light of God he uses to search everything or everything inside your heart. That conscience in your spirit is the light that God is going to use to search your very being. He uses that. And so he doesn't use anything outside of you. He uses what's already inside of you. So God will use that function in your spirit, called your conscience, to search every aspect of your heart. Let me give you an example. Maybe this will drive what I'm saying in a little more deeper. When you appear before God and he says, or you say, "I didn't do it," your conscience will say, "No, he did do it." Here's one thing about your conscience. It will never lie. Your conscience, when it is convicted by the Holy Spirit and you're walking in the light and the power of God, and you say before God, "I didn't do it," your conscience is not going to lie for you. It's not going to do it. Your conscience is that light. In other words, your conscience is the data. It is the black box in the airplane. So even if the plane crashes, the black box has the final conversation before the plane went down. Know anything about a plane? The plane goes down, they're looking for that black box, because that black box has all the data and everything that they need to be able to determine what was said between the pilot and the tower and all the things, all the conversations that were happening in between. So you and I are so fearfully and wonderfully made that our conscience won't lie to us. And that's good, because what will happen is if your conscience will lie to you, you're going in the wrong direction. This is why your conscience just must be planted in the light of God's word so you won't head in this direction called the process of decline. Let me give you a little bit more. So the Lord now will search our lives. That's his promise to us. He will search our lives, the innermost part of our being, using our spirit, that candle, to search our hearts. So the spirit now carries that information. What information? The information that you need to be able to make the right decisions. And again, so many people cannot make the right decision. It's a difference between making a decision and making a right decision. And your conscience cannot be seared with a hot iron. If it is, you can't make right decisions. You keep making mistake after mistake after mistake. You may know people, people that you love, people that you care about. You like, man, you are a bad decision maker. You couldn't see what was right out of these two options. There's a reason for that. And so we can't get mad and we can't get upset. What we have to do is pray for people and help them the best that we can. But the Holy Spirit is there to convict them. Now, again, I'm talking about people that are Christians and followers of Christ. Because if you're not a Christian or a follower of Christ, this may not make any sense to you. Because the day that you gave your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in your human spirit. And his job, again, is to convince and convict you the way you should go. I believe the scripture says there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. So you have to be able, through the power of God, the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you, be ruled and guided by the Holy Spirit through your conscience, being able to make wise decisions and choices for your life. This is serious business. I know people, I've gone to church with people, grew up with people who were once following God and no longer are they following the Lord anymore. They're not convicted any longer by the Holy Spirit. And if they are, that light is so dim in their spirit, man, that if God was talking through a megaphone, they couldn't hear it. So we want to guard against this process of decline. So the Spirit, again, carries that information. So whatever heaven is saying to you, it will come into your conscience. Whatever the heaven, whatever God is saying to you. And let me say this to you as well. God lives inside of you. So take God out of the heavens. It's God in me, the hope of glory. It's God in me, my power, my strength, my everything. God lives on the inside of you and I. So the place where revelation is stored is in our spirit, not in your flesh. It's in your spirit. One third of you is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. So we've got to make sure that our hearts and our spirits are right before God. And when we're convicted that it's not, we don't need to make excuses. We don't need to say, yeah, but it was this person's fault or that person's fault. That's not going to hold up when we stand before God. And I want to be able to stand before the Lord with clean hands and a pure heart. And I realize there's a lot of evil out here, but I want to guard my own spirit. And that's your responsibility. It is the Holy Spirit's job to convict you. It is your responsibility to respond to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord help us to respond. Yes, when you respond, it means you are responsible. You are accountable. He's doing that because he loves you. He cares about you. He don't want you to go the way others have gone. So let's make sure that we understand that this process of decline is out here for everybody, but my mindset is to serve the God in me. My mindset is to love God and to love people. I don't want anything on the outside, any media, lies, all kinds of things to get in my heart and change me. Because I'm telling you, somebody is competing for your attention. They want your mindset. Somebody wants to use your mind. I have determined that the only person that I'm going to allow to use my mind is God in me. And I pray that is your prayer too. So again, the place where revelation is stored, it's in our spirit. And the place where the light of God is stored is in your conscience. The place where the light of God is stored is in your conscience. So when you do something, your conscience can tell you if God approves or disapproves what you're doing. I'm going to say that again. So when you do something, your conscience can tell you if God approves or disapproves what you're doing. That's powerful. Once you get old, the age of accountability, leave mom and dad's house, you're grown up, you got responsibilities, you don't need anybody to tell you you did right or wrong. You should know that when you mess up, you know it. That's your conscience that's telling you you did wrong. When you do right, you are approved. That's your conscience telling you you did right. But again, as I said in the opening, many people, they violate their conscience. Let me give you some word on this. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 19, it says, "And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before God." I read that to you in the opening. So let me give you an example. Someone says to you that you are a proud person. How do you know it? You can find out from the inside. If your conscience says you're wrong, you can't argue. You're wrong. Many people do, but when your conscience is saying to you, nope, you messed up, you gotta own it. That's why you gotta walk with a clear conscience. That's why you gotta be pure on the inside. You must know the light of God in you. You gotta know. One of the ways you can know it is what you say out of your mouth. Listen to the things that you say. There's indication there that the light is strong or the light is weak. If you're negative constantly, if you're bad-mouthing people, if you're just being rude and mean and nasty and all of these things, you can tell that you cannot be trusted with doing the right thing. Something has caused that light to be dim. And this is why, again, I hate to be redundant, but I gotta say this. It's so much media mess that's going on in our world today. You have got to guard what you listen to, what you watch on TV. Never say it won't happen to me. I've heard it before. I've heard people say it to me as a pastor. Oh, pastor, I'll never do this. Don't ever say what you won't do. Say, by the grace of God, I'm trusting him every day. And I'm trusting that the Holy Spirit, when he convicts me, I will be able to respond. Again, when you respond, you say, I am responsible. But notice, if your heart condemns you, God is greater than your heart. If your heart says no, God has disapproved. But if your heart is clear before the Lord and you are walking in the light, then we have confidence towards God. This is very simple, very easy, but we make certain things harder than what they need to be. Listen to the Holy Spirit in you. Listen to your conscience, provided it has been washed and cleaned by the power of the Word. We can't listen to our conscience if we're doing wrong things. We can't listen to our conscience and make right decisions if we're doing the things that are not pleasing to God. Now, you might want to write this down. Reasoning can confuse you. This whole thing about reasoning, it can confuse you. Because sometimes you think you're right, and other times you think you're wrong, and then other times you don't know what to think. So if you're swinging from pillar to post, you're operating from your conscience. I'm going to say that again. If you're swinging from pillar to post with the things that I just mentioned to you, you are operating solely from your conscience. So the goal is to operate with God from a clear conscience. I'm going to say that again. You might want to write this down. The goal is to operate with God from a clear conscience. If you didn't get anything that I've said to you thus far, this is what I'm saying. Your goal every day is to operate with God, not apart from him, but with the Holy Spirit from a clear conscience, because it is going to be the Holy Spirit that's going to convict you when your conscience ain't clear. So when you are operating with God from a clear conscience, nobody can attack you. Nobody can condemn you. Nobody can say you're not walking with God. The reason why many times we snap back at people when people say that we're not walking God or following God, because there's something in us that we know is true. is something that they said that got next to us, and they snap back, or we snap back and say, hey, don't say that to me. No, I am walking with God. No, I do love God. But I'm telling you, if you're listening to your conscience, you already know. Could it be that that's a confirming voice? What they said is true, and you just don't want to hear it. We've been there before, because you know when you're doing wrong. You know when you shouldn't be with people that you shouldn't be with. You know that. And you know if you've been following God any length of time, you know when you're doing well. And when you're doing well, you got peace with God. You got confidence with God. You can trust God. You're not rattled. You're not shook up. You're not hung up on the things that are going on in this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind has got to be renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is what I want you to say. I want you to repeat this after me. The light of God is in my conscience. I want you to say it. Repeat it again. The light of God is in my conscience. I want you to say it one more time, and I want you to think about the words that I'm saying. The light of God is in my conscience. So where is God's light, his power? It's in my conscience. And your conscience is a part of your spirit. So your conscience keeps all the data. And when you walk according to your conscience, you walk according to the light. And when you're walking according to the light, the blood of Jesus covers you as you walk in that light. I'm telling you, what I just said to you is powerful. This, again, is why having a close walk with the Holy Spirit is valuable. Because, again, you don't need anybody to tell you how to live if you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. He will convict you. He will tell you. He will show you. That's wonderful. And that's the power of having God in you. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have God in me. I wouldn't be able to make it. I don't even see how people are making it before the pandemic, but especially now in the pandemic. I don't see how people are making it without God. I can't do anything without the Holy Spirit in my life. He is so valuable to me because the Bible says that he shows you things to come. He will not lie. Whatever he's showing you, catch this, he's showing you on the inside. In other words, he does not need to use the news to show you anything. That's not how the Holy Spirit shows you something. He doesn't use mom or dad. He doesn't need to use anything outside of you to show you what the real news is. He will show you inside of your spirit. He will minister to you and articulate to you in a language that you can understand what's going on. And if you will listen and surrender and yield, you'll never make a mistake. You'll never go the wrong way. Or should I say, you'll make less mistakes. But the more you continue to walk with God, the less mistakes that you will make. This is how we guard against the process of decline. Now, the day that you walk out of that light, you'll walk into darkness. And the enemy now begins to have power over your life and begins to manipulate you. Now you are exposed to the enemy's attack. But you don't have to even think about that. You don't even have to get that into your heart and spirit. Just tell yourself, I am going to begin to walk with God closer. I am going to begin to hear and listen to him. And when he convicts me, I'm not going to make any excuses. I am just going to yield. That's what we need to do. Yield to the Holy Spirit. He knows what's best. Spirit of the living God, help us to yield to you because you know where the accidents are up the road. You know where the twists and turns are. You know where the potholes are. You know where the enemy is lurking. Help us to yield more and more and more and more to you every day. And when we do, we will live in a life of victory. Now watch this. You've always heard it said, or whatever denomination that you come from, or whatever the situation may be, that, you know, we got to cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus and different things like that. But there's no need to cover ourselves or even apply the blood. Stay in the light, and Jesus, your high priest, covers you with the blood. So if you forget to apply the blood, it's okay. And here's why. religious folk are always trying to apply the blood of Jesus. But the blood is not for application. Wow. I said something powerful. The blood is not for application. It's not your blood anyway. So when you mess up, just repent. And he cleans you with his blood. And when you walk back into the light, his blood covers you. It's just that simple. God has a responsibility towards us. He's not going to ask you to do something only he can do. So don't worry about that. You just need to be concerned about yielding to the Holy Spirit. You need to be concerned about when you're convicted, get back in the grace of God, get back in the light. And when you do, the blood is right there to cover you. Let me give you some scripture. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of all of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. That's powerful. That's the work of Christ. That's what he can do. I can't do it. And I rejoice because of it, because he's not asking me to do what he can do. But what he is asking me to do, I can do. Don't ever say you cannot do what the Holy Spirit is asking you to do. So when you know God in you is talking and telling you to forgive, you can. He would never bring it up if he didn't think you could do it. And again, when you just do what he says, it's him that's doing the work in you and through you. Praise God. And here's my last point in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8. It says, whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. I'm going to say it again. Whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. So what is the wall of protection? The light. That's the wall of protection. If we stay with the light, there is our covering. There is a wall. There is your hedge of protection. So you and I have got to stay in the light, because if we stay in the light, that's our covering. There's a wall. There is your hedge of protection. Now, the moment we break that wall and cross into a serpent may bite us. He will bite you. He will get you. The moment you break that wall and cross over, the serpent is there to get you. But you don't even have to get that in your mentality. So when you break the wall and walk in the darkness, that's when you get bit. You broke through your own covering and the enemy will bite you. But all you got to do, hear me today, please, stay in the light. Don't become a statistic. And I read it to you from the beginning, the scripture that I gave you in 1 Timothy 4 verses 1 through 5. Read it again. Because the scripture does not lie. Many people are falling away from the faith and they are being seduced by all kinds of evil spirits and religious doctrine and dogma and all of this stuff. You can protect yourself through having the power of the Holy Spirit. And you got it. If you gave your life to Christ, you got it. You've been born again, born from above, born from another kingdom. Walk in the power of the Spirit, just like Jesus did. And that way, when you walk in the power of his Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost will convict you, convince you that his way is right, and you walk in that way. I am not saying to you those challenges are not going to come. You may want to disobey God and do what you're big and bad enough to do, but the older you get like me, you don't have that time to recover. So don't mess up your life thinking you know more than God. That's not going to work. So many people today, they think they know more than God does. You don't know what he knows. Allow him to lead you. Every day that you get up, Holy Spirit, lead me. Show me where my prosperity is. Show me where my finances are. Show me how to love my wife. Show me how to love my son. Show me how to love people that I just don't like. Let's stop lying and saying we like everybody. It's just not true. We don't. There are issues and things that we have going on where we just don't get along with people. But what I want you to understand is don't let people keep you from a close walk with the Holy Spirit. Don't allow your own flesh to keep you from loving God and staying into connectivity with Him. Because I'm going to tell you something, when the rubber meets the road, He is all you have. When mother and father forsake you, when friends walk away from you, the Holy Spirit is right there to love on you and to cause you to always stay at the top of the mountain. I already know what's in the valley. I've been there. I want to stay on top of the mountain. I want to stay in the high place. I want to stay in the place of victory. So I'm going to yield my life to the power of the Holy Spirit so I don't have to deal with this process of decline. Well, that's all that I have for you today. I pray that you were blessed. If so, I want you to send me an email at info@thomasadeloach.com. Let me hear from you today. Also, you can go to my website at www.thomasadeloach.com. There's a subscriber box. Put your email there and click the send button, and I'll send you a free PDF on how to be a biblically successful person. It's a really good read. I know it will bless you. Listen, also on that website, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the screen, there is a place to donate to the show. If you are blessed and you want to give something just to defray the cost of making this show, it will bless us immensely. So I'm looking for financial partners. I believe when you sow into good ground, your blessing is going to come back to you over and over again. All right. God bless you. Do something with your life today. I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus. Take care. God bless. Thank you for listening to my show, To Empower You. If you were blessed, inspired, and encouraged, please send me a praise report, prayer requests, or show ideas to info@thomasadeloach.com. And follow me on Instagram at Thomas A. DeLoach, and Facebook at Dr. Thomas A. DeLoach. And remember, you can go to my website anytime at www.thomasadeloach.com. Until next time, be empowered.